Today on Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Samach Zayin and Masech Tzvachim. Some of the topics we're learning about include the machlekes regarding Oila Sa'if she'asol lamata k'mayis achatas l'shem chatas. If an Oila Sa'if was done completely like a chatas, and it was also intended for a chatas, there's a machlekes. Rabbi Eliezer holds Moilim Ba, there is an Issa Me'ila on its meat because since the korban was an Oila, whose meat must be burned on the Mizbeach, there was no heter achila, and therefore the Issa Me'ila was not removed. While Rabbi Shua holds Ein Moilim Ba, there is no Issa Me'ila on its meat because Kimin Shemalik Ba Simen Echad, Nimshechas Venasas Chatas Sa'if. Since the Oila Sa'if was done completely like a Chatas Sa'if and intended for a Chatas Sa'if, the Oila converts into a Chatas Sa'if after the Malika on the first Simen. The Gemara explains the reason we do not say Nimshechas regarding Chatas Sa'if Shasol Lamala Kamaisa Oila L'Shem Oila. The discussion on whether Nimshechas applies even to Lamesik Le L'Chayva. Nimshechas converts the Oila Sa'if to a Chatas Sa'if completely, even to fulfill the owner's obligation for a Chatas Sa'if. Or, only Lafuka Mide Me'ila. Nimshechas only removes the Issa Me'ila from the Oila Sa'if, but it cannot fulfill the owner's obligation for a Chatas Sa'if. The three Mishnayos in Masechtas Kinim that discuss the halachas of Oila Sa'if and Chatas Sa'if that were mixed up and were possibly brought in the wrong place and with the wrong intention.